USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration formalized work requirements for recipients of food stamps, a move that will cause hundreds of thousands of people to lose access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue spent about 18 minutes on a call with reporters outlining the changes of the rule that will take effect on April 1st. Democratic candidate Julian Castro completely disagrees with the plan.
It's stupid. It's cruel. It's exactly the wrong direction. We need to actually be providing more opportunity for people to get the food that they need.
The USDA rule change affects people between the ages of 18 and 49 who are childless and not disabled. This would save the government $5.5 billion over 5 years. The agency said it found 2.9 million adults on the SNAP rolls that were able-bodied and said 2.1 million were not working. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
In an update that USA Radio News has been working on from last night through this morning, a U.S. sailor fatally shot two civilian Defense Department employees and wounded a third at Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard in Hawaii before killing himself. Rear Admiral Robert Chadwick said the civilian shipyard worker who was wounded is in stable condition. The gunman has been tentatively identified as being assigned to the USS Columbia submarine, which was in dry dock at the base for maintenance. Military personnel were worried about their comrades on the base.
Is that, you know, it is 100% real, you know. If it wasn't, then all this wouldn't be happening. You know, he possibly heard like a gunshot. He was confused, like, if it wasn't. But like you said, our first response is to come here. You know, we have dozens of friends that live on base, live, you know, are still on board and things like that. That's in that Juneau area. So.
White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley said that the president had been briefed on the shooting and was monitoring the situation the entire time. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Stocks closed broadly higher amid renewed hopes on Wall Street that a U.S. deal with China might be nearing despite recent tough talk from President Trump. The gains snapped a three-day losing streak for the S&P 500, though the benchmark index remains on track for another weekly decline. The S&P 500 rose 19.56 to 3112. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 146.97 to 27,649. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter was released from a hospital after being treated for a urinary tract infection. Carter, age 95, was discharged from Phoebe Sumter Medical Center in Americus, Georgia, according to Carter Center spokeswoman Deanna Coangelo. Carter has overcome several health challenges in recent years. He's been diagnosed with melanoma in 2015, announcing that the cancer had spread to other parts of his body after partial removal of his liver, treatment for brain lesions, radiation, and immunotherapy. He said he was cancer-free. A fall last spring required him to get hip replacement surgery. Then on October 6th, he hit his head in another fall and received 14 stitches, but still traveled to Nashville, Tennessee to help build a Habitat for Humanity home shortly thereafter. He fractured his pelvis in a later fall and was briefly hospitalized. Last month, Carter was released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta after recovering from surgery to relieve pressure on his brain caused from bleeding from another fall. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.